take our Bible and turn to Mark, Mark chapter number 10. Mark chapter number 10. At the end of the service, we want to recognize our mothers we have a gift for each mother that's here today. And then also, we want to recognize some special mothers today. And so, you see these ferns up here, we want to give those away today to some of the mothers. And so, as we do every year. And so, you pray that God would help us with that. But first of all, we want to preach the gospel. Amen.
Amen.
And I pray the Lord will touch our hearts and help us. We appreciate you that are visiting today. It is good to see visitors in the house of the Lord. Amen. And hopefully we got a card to you. If we didn't, we'll maybe try to get that to you before you leave, okay? And that way we can have a record of you being here and being a part with us today. And we love that so much. Amen. All right, Mark chapter number 10. Mark chapter number 10, verse number 17. Looks like unusual scriptures, but I believe you'll finally see where I'm going here in just a minute. The Bible says that when he was gone forth into the way, there came one running and kneeled to him and asked him, "Good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?" May I first stop here and comment for a minute? First of all, many people that's coming to get saved, they usually don't run to get saved.
Yeah.
Amen. And what we do see him falling before the Lord here, that's a good place, a position to be before him. "Good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?" Well, first of all, he's got the wrong philosophy how to get eternal life. He thinks he can earn it. "What shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?" Now, I don't believe he's speaking about what should I go through, but he's speaking about what he can do. And,
yeah,
of course, the Lord Jesus Christ knows that, and he's going to show us just a minute. Jesus said unto him, "Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, and that is God. Thou knowest the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not kill. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Defraud not. Honor thy father and mother." And he answered and said unto him, "Master, all these I have observed from my youth." I want you to notice the absence of the Lord here. He did not say that he had or he had not. I would try to say, I'm not going to preach on this young man this morning, but I say this guy was a pretty good guy.
Yeah.
He might have been even in the youth group. Might have been considered the leader of the youth group. Amen. I mean, he mom and dad was pretty proud of him.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to be obedient to the Spirit of God. You know, there are going to be a lot of people in hell that we've been proud of. A lot of people not going to go to heaven that was good children.
Right. Yeah.
Amen.
Verse 20. And he answered and said unto him, "Master, all these I have observed from my youth." Then Jesus, beholding him, loved him and said unto him, "One thing thou lackest. Go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasures in heaven. And come, take up the cross, and follow me." Here's sad, sad sayings.
Yeah.
He was sad at that saying, and went away grieving, for he had great possessions. Well, I wonder if his possessions would cause him to live forever. I wonder if his possessions would cause him to get a glorified body. I wonder if his possessions would cause him to enter into heaven. Do you realize that's what all he turned away? Now, before we get too far in the text and before your minds wander too far, Jesus was not telling him to do something to be saved. What Jesus was getting him to do, to examine his heart. And so he loved the riches of this world more than he wanted salvation.
Yeah.
He loved the things of this world more than he wanted to be saved. He was not willing to be saved. He was just willing to try to inherit, try to get something. And the Lord was letting him know right then, and it's not by works. But you're going to have to give your heart. You know what had his heart? What has a lot of people's heart today?
Yeah.
Money and possessions. Money and possessions has a lot of people's heart today. Now the Bible goes on to say several things here. We'll not read it. He's not against rich people. Nothing wrong with riches. Nothing wrong with having things. Nothing wrong with having possessions. But the Bible says that the love of money is the root of all evil.
Amen.
The love of that money.
Yeah.
And even though he had great things, and you know he's evidently been a great son, honored his father and mother, we realize that he is lost because he would not give that which God was looking for, and that is his heart. To him, his life, his being. At 7 years old, Rose Chapel Baptist Church, I realized for the very first time, Brother Stringer, that I was lost. That I did not know Jesus Christ as my Savior. I'd heard my mother talk about Jesus. I'd heard my Sunday school teacher, Sister Sue Garner, talk about Jesus. I'd heard my daddy preach about Jesus time and time again. And it was just, I didn't need that, I don't guess, or I didn't think that, but for the very first time in my life, I believe the Lord spoke to me and showed to me that I needed salvation. I needed to be saved. What a glorious day. That morning I walked down, bowed down at an old-fashioned altar, really right here in front of the mourner's bench was right in front of the Lord's Supper table, and asked the Lord to save me. I just told God I was a sinner and asked God to save me. And guess what happened? I got saved that morning.
Amen.
I've been eternally saved ever since. Amen.
Yeah.
I've not been perfect ever since. I've not always did what the Lord would have liked me to do, but I've been saved. You say, preacher, it's an unusual text. I know it is. But the Bible says here, thou knowest the commandments. And one of those commandments that are given is honor thy father and thy mother. Let's go, Lord, in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for the day. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for saving us. Thank you for allowing us to share just for a moment, God, the sweet, sweet plan of salvation, how a person get birthed into the family of God, realizing they're a sinner, crying out to a holy God, and asking for salvation. Now, God, I pray now as we try to honor our mothers this morning, I pray, God, you'll bless us and use us and anoint us and fill us with thy power. Take this old body of clay, this old mind of dust, and use it for thy glory. In Jesus' name we pray. And all God's people said, amen. You know, Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. You know, a lot of people wonders about in the Old Testament text. In the Old Testament, well, you know, what do we keep in the Old Testament? You know, about the law and different things. Well, first of all, we don't keep the ceremonial laws. Amen. We don't keep the dietary law that's in the Old Testament. We realize when we come to those laws, the different covenants and different things, you know, Jesus Christ came, the Bible says he came to fulfill the law.
Yeah.
And Jesus, when he came, you know what he told him? He said, if you destroy this temple in 3 days, I'll rise it up again. It'll raise again. And he was talking about crucifixion and talking about the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. That he would arise from the dead. And John said, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come to the Father but by me. So now the way, we don't have, Corinthians said, he said, Christ, our Passover lamb. We realize that Christ is the Passover. Christ is the Passover lamb. And so we don't do the sacrificial sacrifices anymore. Why? Because Jesus paid it all.
Amen.
We don't have to go to a priest or go somewhere. We have to bring a sacrifice. Why? Because Jesus Christ made a way. The veil was rent and there's been access to the Almighty God.
Amen.
Each and every one of us is a priesthood of the believers. Each and every one of us, you can pray and talk to an Almighty God. Don't get excited. Amen. You can just pray and talk to an Almighty God. If you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, there's been an access made that you can enter into the holies of holies. When he looks back, that holies of holies, he's talking about that tabernacle. And only one person can go back in there. Once a year, that high priest, to be able to go back there, you had to have the right bloodline. Yeah. Amen. You had to have the right name. Yeah. Oh, I'm saying, to be able to go back there, you had to be somebody very, very special. Guess who I am? Very, very, very special. Amen. Yeah. I've been able to be birthed in the family of God, saved by the marvelous grace of God. I've been born in the family of God, adopted into the family, put into the family. I've been put in the family every way you can get there.
Yeah.
I was bought into it. Adopted into it,
yeah.
Born into it. What he's trying to tell us is we're in.
Amen.
Sealed in it. Amen. And part of the family of God. But there are some commandments that's repeated in the New Testament. And these commandments are for you and I to keep. And we realize that every commandment except for one, and that's about keeping the Sabbath day, and you and I worship on the Sunday. You know, there's still, but please don't take this wrong. Some of the good old time preachers used to call Sunday Sabbath in their preaching. They would call it Sabbath. But this is not the Sabbath. Saturday is still the Sabbath. This is Sunday, the first day of the week when our resurrected Lord came up. And so you and I worship the church, New Testament church worship is on the first day of the week.
Amen.
And so there's some things in the Old Testament we don't keep. There's some things that's been reinstated in the New Testament that we do keep.
Yeah.
Amen. And so we are to keep this thing. And if we won't take the time, but we go to Ephesians chapter number 6. And we went to the book of Ephesians, in Ephesians chapter number 6. The Bible says this, honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise.
Yeah.
Amen. You know what, 84% of the people that was polled, out of 100%, 84% of the people that was polled said this. Said, we believe the Ten Commandments are a good guide for our life. I would agree with them, wouldn't you?
Amen.
It's a good guide for our life. It's something to guide your life by, something to lead. It's good. I mean, it's good if you don't steal.
Yeah.
It's good if you don't lie.
Yeah.
It's really good if you don't commit adultery.
Yeah.
It's good. These things are good. They're good things to live by. The only problem with that 84%, only half of them could mention three of them. Amen. It might be a good thing to live by, but they didn't know what they're supposed to be living by. That lasts like America today, is it not? But one of these commandments is that, and that is to honor thy father and thy mother. That's what we're trying to do this morning. In the United States, this is Mother's Day. It's celebrated on the second Sunday of May. This holiday honors the sacrificial love and the sacrifice of our mothers. And this is not just in our country. You realize today in Australia, Canada, New Zealand, South Africa, and many other places, there's 46 countries that celebrate Mother's Day. It's not just here in America. Why is that? Well, I believe one reason is because the Bible says we are to honor our father and mother.
Right.
One person said this, a baby is sometimes something that you carry inside of you for 9 months, in your arms for 3 years, but in your hearts till you die. How true that is, amen. And so I want us to look at our mothers, and I want to say this, why should we honor our mothers today? Why should this be a day? We know it's biblically society. We know it's doing it. The scriptures tells us we're doing it. But why should you honor your mother today? And honestly, we'll give you a couple of reasons why we should honor our mother and our father. First of all, mothers should be honored for the tremendous love that she has. There's just something about the love of a mother. There is something about the tender care, the tender loving of a mother. Now, fathers, I believe, love their children, don't you? Should have had a bunch of men say amen, but kind of wondering now. We realize that we love them, but there's just something about how a mother expresses her love. You know, if a son or a daughter gets hurt, they don't run to daddy. You know, they run to daddy. Daddy, that hurt my arm. Daddy said, move, can you move it? Daddy, hey, where's it hurt at? Can you move it? Oh, you're fine. Go on with it. Amen. But a mama. Oh, does it hurt? Where does it hurt? Oh, let me kiss it. Oh, well, you just take it easy with that now. It'll be okay. If it keeps hurting, you just let me know. You want me to put it in a sling? We'll get some ice and put on it, honey. It's different, is it not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Daddy just says, man up, get up, boy. That don't hurt that bad. Amen. I don't know about you. That's just the dad. The bones sticking outside. Well, maybe they'll go back together. I mean, men, most time, I'm talking about, 99% of men, they just don't have that tip, the love. I believe they love their son, don't you? I mean, I love Aaron. I love Andrew. I believe I have his love for him. But Deborah just tends to him. A mother just tends him. Her love causes a different compassion. Meets a different need than the father meets. And we ought to honor them because of the tremendous love that they have for us. The tremendous love. Now, I know in this building this morning, Mother's Day has mixed emotions. For some, today, your mothers have passed away like mine. And your mother's a memory that you cherish. For some, your mother's is here. They're with you. And for some of you young people, you're enduring mama right now. But there's going to be a day you're going to thank God for mama.
There's
going to be a day when you'll not be enduring, but you'll just want to be in her presence. You'll just want to be around her. You'll just want to talk to her. We should love them because of the great love that they have for us. You know what love will do? Love will teach us. The Bible says in Titus 2:3-5, the aged women likewise, that they may behave as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husband, to love their children, to be discreet, chastened, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husband, that the word of God be not blasphemed. You know what love will do? Love will correct you. Love will correct you. Proverbs 13:24. He that spareth his rod hateth his son, but he that loveth him chastiseth him many times, what it's talking about. Well, I'm telling you, love will correct us. Love will console us, and love will comfort us.
Amen.
Love will care for us. Thank God for the love of a mother. It's usually the mother that cares for the child when the child is sick. I've got a great dad. My dad's still living. Daddy just turned 87, and he's still alive, still driving. He preached last Sunday, both Sunday morning and Sunday night. Still got a good mind. I hope my mind's still working when I get 60. But he's got a good mind. But I don't never remember my dad putting a cold, wet washcloth on my head. I never remember that. I remember Mama doing it many times. A little Colton just got the chicken pox. You know, he's just 10 months old, and he got the, he didn't, must not got him real bad. He broke out some, but it didn't seem to bother him a whole lot. But he, you know, I can't remember having chicken pox. I called Dad to see if I've ever had him. Oh, no. He said, I thought all y'all had all them things. I don't know. I mean, I don't make him a bad dad. He don't remember. I called my sister. She said, I don't think you had them. You might have had them. I don't think you had them. I thought we had them, but I don't think you had them. So I stayed away from Colton. Amen. David said, I don't see how you can do that. He was in one room, I'm in the other, and he's going, ah. He said, how can you do that? I'll tell you how I can do that. Amen. I don't want to get sick. But I remember Mom. I remember Mom taking me to the doctor. I remember Mom caring for me. I remember her giving me my medicine. And I remember one time I got sick and they took me to the hospital, to the emergency room, and the doctor wanted to give me a shot. I was about 12, 13 years old, and I wouldn't sit still. I didn't want a shot. Granny Peoples lived with us. Granny People talked about the hospital and said, they're killing people down there right now. They give people wrong shots. And they do. And so I'd listen to all that, Granny People. And so I said, they ain't going to kill me, Mama. I'm not. Man, I wouldn't do it. We went home. Daddy was upset. He had to pay for the shot anyway. I went to the doctor the next morning. Got two shots. And was still about it, amen? After Daddy threatened me and already spanked me. I was sick and he spanked me, but he did. I know it's child abuse, but I mean, you know, it's over. Mama. And there's something about the care, the love, the tenderness of a mom. You can remember things about your mom. I said there are mixed emotions. Some here could be adopted and never did know their real mom, but yet God's gave them a chosen mom, a mom that's chose them.
Yeah.
Some could have been raised by mom or dad that maybe mistreated them. Unfortunately, yeah, that happens and has happened a lot in our day.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. But I thank God that God gives us moms that will love us. There's some moms, because of the love, they gave a child up. Because they knew somebody else could raise that baby, that child, better than they could. That takes a great love.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. I'm just saying there's a lot of things goes on Mother's Day and Father's Day we don't think about. Mixed emotions about it. But most of us sitting here today have memories of a mom that cared for us and that loved us. And we should honor them because of tremendous love. You know how they got that love? They got the love of God. God put that in the love of a woman. You take these young ladies, you take these young girls around here, and you bring a baby in here.
Yeah.
What your mom, now, young ladies, don't help you out a little bit. When they bring a baby in here, we have a visitor bringing a baby in here, you don't need to try to all of you try to hold it. I know y'all young girls love it. And you know, I probably should be preaching on children's church about this, but a lot of times they don't know who you are. They want to be rude. They just don't want you to hold their baby. Amen. And so, you know, some of you come in and they will give them to you and take them somewhere. But anyway, but I'm just saying, that mother, it's just put in them. Boys play with guns. I know it's not politically correct. But girls play with what? Thank you. It still works. Amen.
Yeah.
I know some of y'all didn't like that, but that's fine.
Yeah. You
know, I was raised playing cowboy and Indians. It didn't hurt me.
Yeah.
My daddy taught me what I was given a gun when I was 9 years old. My daddy taught me how to use a gun when I was 6, 7, and 8. I was hunting by that time. I think you ought to teach them how to use it, teach them how to respect it. There'd be a lot less people get killed by one if you do that. Amen. But, okay, so we're just going to move right on past this. That wasn't nothing biblical. That was just got that on.
Yeah.
But boys plays with those things. And girls plays with dolls.
Yeah.
That mother instinct is just in them. Amen.
Yeah.
It's just there. And so, why is it there? Because God's put it there. Now, God in Titus, he tells us our age, those that are older ladies, what they are to do. They're to teach. And teach that her how to love her husband. Teach them how to love their children. Moody said this about a mother. He said, the impression that a praying mother leaves upon her child is lifelong. Perhaps when you are dead and gone, your prayer will still be answered. There's something about a mother that God puts in them. Mothers should be honored because of her love, but secondly, mothers should be honored because of the tremendous impact she has. Proverbs 31:10 said this, "He who can find a virtuous woman for her place is far above rubies." Notice some things the Bible says she does. She prepares and serves the food. Proverbs 31:14, she is like the merchant ship. She brings her food from afar. She rises also while it is yet night and gives meat to the household and portions to her maiden. A mother is a caregiver. A mother is a one that is in the household. I always like to say it like this. In the household, moms, you know what you are? You're a thermostat. So we got two thermostats back there. People, they don't work real good. But we got two thermostats back there. And they are to set this place at a certain temperature. We got Got them set on 70. One set on 67, actually, because it's 3 degrees off. But and it makes it 70 here at that. And so we got to try to keep the place at 70 degrees. Why does that thermostat tells that air conditioner when to kick on. If it gets too cold in here, if we wanted to set it to 70, we had to set it in a certain way. It turned heat on and warm it up. It supposedly keeps the place at a certain temperature.
Yeah.
A certain climate control. Moms, that's what you are in the home. You're the climate control person. Boy, it's getting quiet in here. One man said he married an angel. She's always up in the air harping about something. Ladies, it is true. If you want a peaceful home, be peaceful. You set the climate for the home. You set the climate when the husband comes home. You set the climate when how you deal with the children. If you're always up in the air, if you're always, then that's where the home's going to go. Amen. If you're calm and collect and you try to keep peace and you try to, guess what? You're going to have a peaceful home. You in the home, you're the thermostat. Now I know dads can get it off balance sometime, but normally the wife, she keeps the calmness in the house. She keeps the path, the flow, how things go. Yeah. Normally, if you keep food in the refrigerator, drinks, and all that, you keep everybody happy.
Yeah.
But there are things that happens and comes up and go that happen. But if moms, you are that one, the Bible says you're greater than rubies.
Yeah.
You're greater than great jewels, great diamonds. Your price is beyond measure. Do you realize, moms, you was given to your husband, you was a gift to him as his completer.
Yeah.
So you complete him. You two coming together as one. God gives you the gift of children. And you begin to raise those children. And guess what? You help to mold and to make that child. And in many ways, that child, George Washington said this. He said, my mother was the most beautiful woman I ever saw. All I am and I owe is to my mother. I attribute all my success in life to the moral, intellectual, and physical education I received from my mother. The president, first president of the United States, said that about his mother. Someone said, the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. Moms, you're always teaching. You're always instructing. You're that greatest ruby in the diamond of the family. Is that mom? We should honor our moms because the great impact she has. She prepares and serves the food. She clothes the family. Proverbs 31:21. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. It's the moms that usually prepares the things. It's the moms that usually gets things together. If they're going camping, it's usually mom that's stuck with getting all the stuff together pretty much. Amen. And, dad just comes and gets the firewood and the meat. Amen. And we're going to have something to eat and we're going to have something to cook it with. Yeah, that's all they're interested in. But there's a lot more to going camping than that. Somebody say amen. I heard that. A lot of ladies say amen right there. Mom gives great counsel. The Bible says in Proverbs 31:26, she opens her mouth with wisdom. And in her tongue is the law of kindness. I wonder, moms, would that be stated of us, of you? Would that be stated of your, would that be your testimony? That there's great wisdom in your words and your tongue is a law of kindness? Your words are heard. Your words are instruction. Your words are endeavored in the minds of your children. You know, the Bible has a lot to say about ladies in the Bible. Has a lot to say about how they're to conduct themselves.
Yeah.
Has a lot to say about how important they are. I mean, God thought a lot. And for Him to write in the Word of God that you're so valuable. Then He wrote that in such a day. Solomon had 700 of them. Amen. It was wrote in a day when really wives was not looked at as being so valuable.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, ladies, I know you're not going to like this, but in the biblical times, you was a debt to a home. If you was really pretty and really successful and really had a lot of skills, usually you wouldn't really pay for yourself, but you might if somebody that was real rich fell in love with you because they had to buy you. So that's what it was considered today was a debt, because that's why you had to purchase them. Remember in the Bible where it talks about that they would purchase, pay a dowry?
Yeah.
They wouldn't just give a love offering to Dad. Hey, Dad, you got a pretty wife here. I'm going to give you some money. You got a pretty daughter. No. And so, in that time, this God wrote His Word, and now it's come to full understanding more. That a wife, he that findeth a wife, findeth a good thing.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
And you and I realize the importance, and our society realizes the importance of moms. That's why they're having this today. Honor thy father and thy mother. Honor them because of their love. Honor them because of their impact she'll have on your life. And then love them because the truth of the text. What a way to honor mothers. The text here says to honor thy father and mother. If we would go to Exodus, it would tell us the same thing. Ephesians tells us the same thing. To honor thy father and mother. You know why you should honor your father and mother? Because this Bible tells you to. Because the truths of the Word of God, you'll never go wrong. You'll never go wrong by honoring by doing the Word of God. Paul told Timothy. Let me just go there for just a second. Second Timothy, for just one moment, I want to read a verse there. I thought I wanted to read a verse there. Somebody took it out of my Bible. The Bible says this about women. In like manner also that a woman adore themselves in modest apparel with shamefacedness and sober, not with bright hair or gold or pearls or call it, but which becometh women professing godliness with good works. Godliness. You know what we need today? Because the Word of God, we need some women that are godly.
Yeah.
That's godly in their actions. Godly in their attitude. Godly in how they're raising their children. Godly in how they love their husband. Godly in how they conduct themselves down at the grocery store and at Walmart and on the job. Godly women. That's what we need. Godly mothers. I'll read this little poem. Mom, you're a wonderful mother, so gentle yet so strong. The many ways you show you care always make me feel I belong. Your patience when I'm foolish and your guidance when I ask. It seems you can do most anything. You're the master of every task. You're a dependable source of comfort. You're my cushion when I fall. You help me in time of trouble. You support me when I call. I love you more than you know. You have my total respect. If I had my choice of mothers, you'd be the one I select. Moms, can I ask you to look into the mirror? Into the mirror of the Word. And this morning, as you look into the mirror of God's Word, do you think you're being the mother that God would have you to be? Do you think that you're displaying that one that Solomon spoke of being a ruby of great price? Do you think that we're... I say the same thing on Father's Day. When I look into God's Word and I look at our Heavenly Father's example, I realize that I'm so falling so short of being the father I need to be.
Yeah.
How about you this morning? Dads, Mom, are we living up to being what God would have us to be? Honor thy father and mother, that your days may be long upon the earth. Are we honoring our fathers and our mothers? Are we doing what God would ask us to do? What greater way to love or to honor your mother and daddy than to follow Jesus? There's no greater way. No greater truth, no greater joy than see our, and John said, no greater joy see their children walk in the ways of God in faith. No greater joy. No greater joy than to see your child grow up and follow Jesus and do a work for God, whether he's just where he's working as a minister or being faithful to a local congregation and laboring there in that congregation. What a privilege it is when it comes to seeing our children walk in the faith. No greater joy for a church than to see young people come up. Amen. And see them leave the church and go and get their education and go and do the other thing, but yet stay faithful to God.
Yeah.
Stay faithful in the work of God. What a joy it is to see. What a joy it is to see young people continuing on with the Lord. This morning, moms, do we need to take another look at the priorities in our life? The reasons that God has put us here? Do we need to just step back and take a check? I know this has not been exciting preaching and different than I may normally preach, but I believe it's truthful. We need to examine ourselves this morning, take inventory of the needs that might be in our life to make us to be that God would have us to be. Because God's laid a great responsibility upon you, moms. You know, I believe it was my mother that at first really shared the gospel probably with me. You know, I heard my dad preach. I know Sister Sue Garner taught us almost in the Sunday. I can remember some of the teachings that would teach about Goliath and about David. And she would tell us about salvation. Ladies, you play such an important part in the economy of God. Let's make sure that we're being responsible. Make sure that we're being what God would have us to be. What God would have you to be. I know we, ladies, just like all of us, we all fail. But you could purpose in your heart to be the mom that God would have you to be. To raise your children to be pleasing unto God. You can be faithful and exemplify what they need to be. Our heads are bowed. The altars are open if you need to come and pray. We're standing, our heads are bowed. If you need to come this morning, if you're here and you've never been saved, we'd love to take a Bible and show you how you can be saved this morning.